Shalom Aleichem, Mishnah Yomi is continuing chapter 1 of Sukkah, Mishnah Tes. HaMesholshol Tefanut Milmola Lamata. One is building the walls from top down. The Rav Barner says maybe he's weaving them down. Im Gevoa Min Aretz Shlosa Tefachim. If they end up more than 3 Tefachim, 3 hands breadths off the floor, Psula, that is not a valid wall. Now, in Shabbos and Erevin, we mentioned that within 3 tefachim of the ground is considered lavud, is considered attached and joined, but more than 3 tefachim, it's sort of floating in air. So who cares if the mechitza, if the wall is floating in air? Well, the goats do, because if the goats can just, you know, push their way right in with no problem, that is not considered a valid wall. You're going to have goats all over the table in the sukkah. It's going to be a mess. Now the mission continues with the other direction. Milmata lamala, if you're building the walls from the ground up, im gevilim me'aretz asara tefachim, if they go up from the ground 10 tefachim, 10 hands breadths, kesheira. That is a valid wall, even if that 10 tefachim doesn't reach all the way up to the schach. Even if you have a gap between the wall itself and the schach, which is above it, we apply the concept of good asik mechitzta, or good asik for short, which basically means we extend it upward. Sort of, we pretend psychologically that if there's a 10 tefachim wall, it's already a significant wall, so we pretend it extends upwards to reach the roof or the schach above. And this is a halacha lamoshe mesinai, that we can use this good asik to have a partial sukkah wall, as long as it's 10 tefachim and close enough to the ground to keep the goats and everything out, it can be a valid wall. Rabbi Yossi disagrees. Says Kashem shemilamata lamala asar tefachim, just like from down to up is 10 tefachim, kach milamala lamata asar tefachim. So too, if you're going from the top, from the schach, and working right down, as long as you have 10 tefachim, you're okay. But the halacha is not like Rabbi Yossi. Now, so far the Mishnah has talked about gaps in the vertical walls, but now we're talking about a gap. Now let's read it first, and we'll talk about this. Hirchik min asikuch et asikuch min adufot not shlosh tefachim psula. If there's a horizontal gap now between the schach and the kotel, and it's more than 3 tefachim, that is pasul. So now instead of the gap being in the vertical direction, it's in the horizontal, so you'd have a wall and then a gap of airspace, 3 tefachim or more, and then your kasher schach. Well, that's a problem because it doesn't really look like this schach is going over the wall, so you sort of have a sukkah with 2 walls. And that third wall, it's too removed horizontally from the schach to be covered by it. On to Mishnah Yud, Mishnah 10. Bait shenifchat, a house that had a problem, a collapse, basically, or the wind blew and blew off the ceiling tiles, and now you have a gap in the roof. V'sicha chol gobov. So he's like, beautiful, I'm going to put some schach right there on the where the roof used to be, and I'll have a sukkah. So the Mishnah rules here, im yesh min hakotel asikuch arba amot psula. If there's 4 amot or more from the wall to the schach, that is pasul. Now, in the last Mishnah, there was a gap of 3 tefachim was already a problem. Here, there's still a roof there. And if the gap between the wall and the schach is less than 4 amot, we look at that extension of the roof as if it's extending the wall, really, as if it's dofen akuma, the bent wall, concept we mentioned once before. So as long as the schach part is less than 4 amos from the walls, then we can view that the roof part as part of the wall, and the schach will be attached to the wall, effectively. And so to a courtyard that has an achsodra, a portico. Now, typically in their courtyard, they'd have 3 apartment buildings, like in the shape of a letter ches. You know, so you have 3 sides. So that's beautiful. It's already 3 walls. You could put some schach over and cover up the courtyard in the middle and have a nice big sukkah. But the thing is, there's typically an overhang, a little bit of a roof, like we have in our modern houses. There's a little bit of an overhang from the roof over the sides of the house. Now, if that overhang that's already there is more than 4 amot, then when you put your schach on, it's going to be more than 4 amot from the walls of those 3 apartment buildings, and it's not going to be a kosher sukkah. And the Mishnah concludes, similarly, sukkah gedola, a large sukkah, shikifu b'davar shein misakim bo, that they put pasul schach in part of it, miyesh tachtav arba amot, besula. So if this pasul schach, this not kosher schach, is 4 amot or more, it will mess up the whole sukkah. And the Barner explains this pasul schach is in the middle and sort of divides the sukkah in half, and you no longer have a kosher sukkah with three walls. Yashu kochachem, sei gesund.